Your Mountain Rock Q94, continuing with the coaches show as we head into Oregon County with the Thayer Bobcats and head coach Briar Hancock. Hey, man, how we doing?
Good, Gary. How are you?
Fantastic. Week 5, SCA play again. And, you know, last week you took on the Salem Tigers, and your Bobcats, you guys had a feeding frenzy on Tigers, it looks like.
Yeah, you know, our kids played well, and, you know, we executed the game plan well, and, you know, had Salem had some costly turnovers, which we, you know, turned into touchdowns, and, you know, and that just goes back. And again, you know, 2 weeks ago we were kind of in that same boat against Mountain View, so we know how costly turnovers are, and you know, but talking about our offense and defense, I thought our kids played really well.
Yeah, you turn the football over, you're not even giving yourself a chance.
You know, and turnovers too, and especially when, you know, you're backed up or whatever, you know, it hurts a defense having to play, you know, backed up or, you know, you just get off the field and have to come right back on. So, and that's in all levels, not just high school. You know, and we fell short to that too, in games prior, and you know, Salem just had that, those unfortunate events. Mm-hmm. Playing us this last week.
Well, now with the score, you got to play some you know, younger Bobcats got to get out there and mix it up against varsity competition. Of those younger players, were there some that stood out? And, you know, as head coach there on the sideline, did you go, hey, I'm liking what I'm seeing out of this player, that player? You know, were there some you could brag on?
Yeah, for sure. And last week was kind of a crazy week as far as kids being out, kids being hurt, kids being sick. So one thing that I've always loved about this group is that, you know, they have that next man up mentality, and those young kids bring that competition level every day to practice. You know, our starting quarterback was out with a concussion. And Colton Mills, who played receiver for us, you know, this whole season, ended up playing, starting that quarterback for us against Salem, and did an extremely good job for us, was efficient with the football, kept the ball off the ground, made right reads in our option game. And, you know, I was extremely proud of him. And then Jasper Seifert, who filled in early for us with our starting guard going down, he played one of the stack backers for us. Our starting stack backer had an eye injury early and, you know, wasn't able to play against Salem, and he filled that spot really well, and I was extremely proud of him. And we, you know, I could go on and on about kids that had to fill a spot, and there was no loss in our intensity of play on offense or defense. So, you know, I was extremely proud of that, and going back to, you know, when we put those JV kids in towards the end, you know, I was really excited to see not only our backs running the football hard, but our offensive line was playing extremely well, so and defense was playing well too. So again, I couldn't be more happy and excited for those young guys that got that opportunity.
Absolutely, because I mean, you never know. I mean, we're small schools, you know. I mean,
sure.
And having, you know, a game like that where you can, you know, put them out there, and that's a lot of times. I mean, I've heard it over the years where, you know, you hear that old cliche. Well, he's a gamer. You know, and,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And but kids seizing that moment, you know, that's so important to go out there and seize the moment, because you never know. I mean, that's how depth gets created. You know, that's what makes you, instead of having, you know, 13 varsity players, that's where you are able to find that depth. And all of a sudden that can really change the landscape of a team.
Well, and you're 100% right. And, you know, we had, you know, kind of obviously a depth chart before season, and some guys just really put in the work, and we see it in practice, and they make it to where we can't, you know, lead them off the field. And you know, in the running back room, our competition is still high. Dominic Boyce has really came on the scene as of late. I want to say he had 3 or 4 carries for 120 yards the other night, and 2 touchdowns. So again, you know, when his opportunity is called and his name's called, he continues to perform. And we have multiple guys like that. You know, another one would be Christian Pitts, who wasn't a starter for us and then ends up starting for us at nose and played, you know, tremendously these last 3 weeks. And unfortunately, he's out with a broken hand. So You know, I know that kind of crushes him. But, again, just going back to building that depth and that competition still high in week five, that's always what you want to see as a coach.
Absolutely. Well, Coach Briar Hancock of the Thayer Bobcats, we appreciate you taking the time to visit with us. And, again, the Bobcats and the Tigers are playing tomorrow, and that kickoff is going to be 2 p.m., and I think that will be a very good thing because the weather that's looming tonight, I think it's going to be a good deal. You guys are going to be playing on Saturday.
Yeah, and you know, Coach Sloan does a great job with those guys. They'll be ready to play, and you know, there's a lot of stakes to go into this game as far as district play and even conference play. So, you know, I think our guys are going to be ready, and so with Houston, I think it's going to be a great game.
Yeah, I do too, and it's going to be a lot. Probably see me down there, so I ain't got nothing to do on Saturday, so I may float down there and say howdy. Hey, Coach Briar Hancock, we appreciate you, and we'll visit with you next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Gary.